It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On this special edition of Prophecy Today, a focus on Israel at 64, the Jewish state of Israel, 64 years old, and many world leaders say that this is a miracle. It's a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Prime Minister went to Russia this last year. He told the president there that Ezekiel 38 has been fulfilled. Well, we'll talk about Ezekiel 38 in just a moment. Israel at 64 is proof that Bible prophecy has and will be fulfilled. Now, that's exciting when you stop to think about it. More on that in a moment. But let me remind you that we had other activities to talk about, geopolitical events happening across this world this last week. Our broadcast partners reported some very interesting stories and information, details behind the headlines that I think you need to know about. Colonel Bob McGinnis was in Washington, D.C., and we talked about Iran's hopes that these talks going on between world leaders and the Iranians about the nuclear issue there in Iran is going to help this issue go away as far as the Iranian people are concerned. Well, let me tell you, folks, that is not the case according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, because in verse 5 it mentions one of the nations that will align themselves against the Jewish state of Israel, and in the text it's Persia. Not until 1936, Persia was known for that part of the world and by that name. But in 1936, it was changed, and they gave three states out of that piece of real estate. They're called Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan today. You can understand what I'm talking about. This is part of that group of nations that aligned themselves against the Jewish state of Israel. In fact, Iran still indeed today speaks the Persian language. Bob also talked about the South China Sea military exercises, United States and the Philippines collaborating, and China is a bit much concerned about this. Well, remember, China is talked about as the kings of the East, Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. And then we were talking about South Sudan and the Sudan. Now, these two countries, it was one country, they split to two countries this last summer. They're about to go to war. Again, that brings in the information that can be found in Ezekiel 38 about that alignment of nations. We went, of course, to Jerusalem to David Dolan, our broadcast partner there. He gave us some insight about what's happening and what the prospects for the future are as we look at Israel at 64. But also he talked about what's going on in the intelligence community and the political aspects of what's happening in the state of Israel today. Very important information that he talks about. Then he gave us a list of nations that are causing some problems. You've got Syria in the north. You've got Egypt in the south. Folks, that is Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 43, the first two states that will make a move against the Jewish state of Israel. Now, we were just simply talking about geopolitical activities today with David Dolan. Everything we talked about, it seems to be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And I've got to tell you, I can never have a conversation with Dr. Rob Congdon as we look at the European Union without getting excited about what is taking place. In fact, when I read this story, and then when we had the discussion earlier on this broadcast with Rob Congdon about the European Union foreign ministers wanting to put in place a super president for the European Union. Did you hear that phrase? A super president. Well, you look at Daniel chapter 7 and verse 8, that little horn is going to become that super president. He has a number of names in the Bible. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 8, he's the little horn. In Daniel 9, 26, he's the prince that shall come. In Daniel 11, verse 36, the willful king. Jesus referred to in Matthew 24, this individual as the false Messiah. The apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 called him the wicked one, the son of perdition, the man of sin. John the Revelator, chapter 13, verse 1 of Revelation, calls him the beast out of the sea. But John also wrote a book, his first epistle, 1 John, and chapter 2, he calls him the Antichrist. Sounds to me that's a description of a super president for the European Union. So my friends, when we talk about political events here on Prophecy Today, when we use our broadcast partners to give us details behind the headlines, it helps us to understand how we're quickly moving into that prophetic scenario that can be found in God's Word. But I've got to stop right now and change the focus just a bit. I believe the greatest evidence that we're living in the last days is indeed the reason for this special edition of Prophecy Today, Israel at 64. I mentioned that the Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu, went over to Russia, to Moscow, met with the President, President Medvedev, and told him that Ezekiel chapter 37 had indeed been fulfilled. Now, what was he talking about? Well, in Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 7, the Lord is talking and using apocalyptic literature there. He's having Ezekiel to stand in a valley of dry bones, and the bones start to come together in verse 7. That's the regathering of the Jewish people from all across the world, out of 108 nations of this world. In the last 100 years, Jews have come back. More than 5 million Jews now living in Israel. And then when the breath of life and the skin is put on these bones that have come back, the skin, it comes in verse 8 there of chapter 37 of Ezekiel. That's the restoration of a Jewish state. And we're celebrating the 64th birthday of this Jewish state. Well, the breath of life will be the regeneration of the Jewish people. And that one will happen when indeed the Messiah comes back at the end of the 7-year tribulation period. In a day, Zechariah 3:9, in a day the Jews will turn to Jesus Christ. You might want to look, if you're looking at Ezekiel chapter 34, 18 times God says he's going to do what I've told you he's been doing over these last 100 years. He said, I will find my people wherever they have been scattered. I will gather them in to their land. I'll feed them like a good shepherd feeds his flock in their land on the pasture. It's an amazing time to be able to study God's word and see it being fulfilled right before our very eyes. That's Ezekiel chapter 34. In chapter 36, he talks 35 times about the land. The Jewish people have been promised by God to have a piece of real estate, not what they have today, but much more, 10 times what they have today. And I love the verse in chapter 36 where it says in verse 22, the Lord doesn't do this for the Jewish people. He does it for his holy namesake. When he could not make a promise any other way except by using his name to make that commitment to the Jews, he did it for his holy name's sake. He follows through. Of course, Ezekiel 38 is talking about the alignment of the nations. And on this broadcast, we gave you information that nations are aligning, ready to try to come in and wipe out this Jewish state. Even at 64 years of age, they've been in this tough neighborhood for a long time. Their enemies are trying to destroy them. What I've been talking about is all that's going to take place during the tribulation period. But prior to the tribulation, it's the rapture. You know that rapture could happen at any moment? And having said that, nothing left for me to say on this special edition of Prophecy Today, Israel at 64, except let's keep looking up until...